SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. We expect to hear from Nikki Haley later this morning, and what we expect to hear is that she is suspending her quest for the Republican presidential nomination. Haley won just a single state, Vermont, in yesterday's Super Tuesday contests, while former President Trump took everything else.
This is a magnificent place, a magnificent country, and it's so sad to see how far it's come and gone.
Mr. Trump vows to turn that around if reelected, saying he'll fix American foreign policy, revive the U.S. economy, and repair and secure the country's broken borders. No victory speech from President Biden, just a statement condemning Mr. Trump as a threat to democracy. Mr. Biden also won all of his races, save one.
Who is Jason Palmer? He's a 52-year-old Baltimore resident who has worked for various businesses and nonprofits, and he beat Joe Biden in the Super Tuesday Democratic Caucus in American Samoa.
My phone started blowing up, and when your phone is, 20 text messages coming in at once, you immediately look at your phone or the TV.
Palmer says he likes to focus on people who are underrepresented. Donna Water, Washington.
North Carolina's Democrat Attorney General Josh Stein and Republican Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson are facing off in the governor's race. California's U.S. Senate race pits a Democrat congressman against a former baseball star. Democrat Adam Schiff and Republican Steve Garvey competing for the late Dianne Feinstein's U.S. Senate seat. Also at SRNNews.com, Israel and Hamas remain far apart in talks for a ceasefire in Gaza. While Israel is proposing a 40-day truce, Hamas is insisting on a permanent end to the fighting in Gaza. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow features up 134. This is SRN News. Research shows that teachers' unions are out of step with parents' and teachers' views on gender ideology.
A recent Pew Research Center report shows more than two-thirds of teachers, parents, and teenage students do not support the teaching of gender identity or gender fluidity in schools. That's at odds with the position of the nation's largest teachers' unions. Many teachers and parents also believe the choice to opt out of gender ideology instruction should be available. Liberty Council Chairman Matt Stavers said the data confirms that, quote, this has no place in public education. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Virginia lawmakers have again defeated legislation that would have allowed medically assisted suicide. A House committee voted this week to carry the bill over to the 2025 session. Similar legislation has failed in previous years. According to News Channel 11, the legislation would have allowed Virginians with incurable and irreversible diseases to seek medical aid in dying. This is SRN News. Republican Senator Tom Cotton proposing a bill that would prevent car rental agencies from providing customers with electric vehicles unless requested.
It's called the Requiring EV Notification and Transparency Act, or the RENT Act of 2024. Cotton told Fox News that rental companies should, quote, not advance Democrats' radical climate agenda and make customers rent EVs if they don't want to. Should customers be given an electric vehicle without opting in, the law would allow them to terminate their rental contract without fees. Biden reporting.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell beginning 2 days of testimony on Capitol Hill with two issues likely to dominate the questioning. When will the Fed start cutting interest rates and by how much? A rate reduction would likely lead over time to lower rates for mortgages, auto loans, credit cards, and many business loans. Most analysts and investors expect a first rate cut in June. More details at SRNNews.com.